Today's reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said, "These words are trustworthy and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let the one who hears say, 'Come,' and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen." So this is the last chapter in the book of Revelation. We've made our way all the way through it. It's been quite a journey to get through everything in the book of Revelation. I hope that it's been beneficial for you. Chapter 22 has some similar statements as we read yesterday in chapter 21. But it has this depiction of the river of the water of life, that it's bright crystal and it's flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And realize that that is the source of life itself, from God the Father through Jesus the Son. And that is the Lamb, the victorious Lamb, the Lamb that overcomes all the opposition that we've been reading about throughout the book of Revelation. No matter what came against Jesus, the Lamb of God, he overcame it. Even Satan, he is going to win the battle for us. We merely need to be on his side. We need to be his brothers, his joint heirs with him. And so this depiction of this water of life running through the city in order that all those who are in the city of God will be able to partake in that, to enjoy the life that is given there. And so on either side, then you see the tree of life. There's 12 kinds of fruit. Again, that 12 coming into play again in this symbolism, yielding its fruit each month, which would be 12 months as well. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer is there going to be anything accursed. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him. Talking of that city of God, of this heavenly vision, where only those who are in Christ would be brought in. Only they would be able to come through the gates. They will see his face. We will finally see him face to face in a way that we're never able to see him. Moses wanted to see God, and he was told that no man could see God, for he would die. But when we're in that spiritual existence welcomed into heaven, we will finally be in the presence of God himself. And it says his name will be on their foreheads. In other words, he will own them. He will be their God. And just as much as we talked about the mark of Satan and the beast, and that being, you know, them being slaves to him, we're going to be slaves to God, slaves to righteousness, and have his mark, his name on our foreheads. And night will no longer be there. We talked about that in Revelation chapter 21 of, you know, light versus dark, light being righteousness, holiness, glory. And that's all that will be in heaven is only glory, only righteousness. There will be no darkness. We won't need anything that will give us any sort of light because that will be the perfect source of light. And that reign will be forever. Verse 6, Jesus says, these words are trustworthy and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. So much, very similar to what we read in chapter 1 at the beginning of this book, we're being told again, these events have to take place soon. And it is for the benefit of the saints that these things were written and recorded. Verse 7, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the prophecy of this book, the one that pays attention, the one that takes heed. Verse 8, John speaking says, I am the one who heard and saw these things, and while I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. Well, we've read that type of instance before with John, but the response of the angel is, you must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. So, rightly so, the angel says, I am not the object of worship. I am merely a servant. Verse 10, don't seal up the words of the prophecy of this book. Share them freely for the benefit of the saints. Verse 12, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. Judgment will come. Verse 13, again the statement, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And, you know, I would put in there, he who was and is to come. He is timeless. He is the source of all things. Verse 14, blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, that they may enter the city by the gates. That is only through Jesus and by his blood. Outside the city, outside of that blessed existence in heaven, are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, everyone who loves and practices falsehood, those that would be judged and cast out. Verse 16, I have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star, which would point toward that hope that comes through Jesus. Verse 17, the invitation, the Spirit and the bride say, come, let the one who hears say, come, let the one who is thirsty come, let the one who desires take the water of life without price. The grace and mercy of God comes, and it's not something that we can buy. It has to be offered. We merely take advantage of it through the Lamb of God. Verse 18, the warning, if anybody adds to the prophecy of the book, God will add to him the plagues described in the book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city. Then verse 20, he who testifies to these things, surely I am coming soon. Amen. That is, so be it. Come, Lord Jesus, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. So be it as well. And so I think a fitting way for us to end this is to go back to chapter 2 and to verse 10 when he tells the church at Smyrna, do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. There's all sorts of tribulations that were recorded that we read through here in the book of Revelation. But the admonition to the saints at Smyrna stands for us today. And in light of everything that we've read, we need to take these words to heart. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. That is the entrance into heaven that only comes by the Lamb of God who is victorious. Thank you for going through this reading with me. We are about to start a new style, if you will, of daily readings. And so please come back for those. I got a lot of feedback when I asked for it on these daily readings. The consensus seemed to be that we want to keep the readings around that 10 to 15 minute mark, maybe 20 minutes. And so what I'm going to try to do is just do five readings a week that are going to be a reading with a devotional along with it. And it'll be from a few sources, but one of those sources is going to be a book by Jacob Hudgens that is titled A Year with Jesus. And so I think that will be beneficial to us. I bought this book some time back for my own benefit and the benefit of my family. And so I think it will provide an outline for us to engage in those devotionals together for your benefit as well. So please come back for those, that we may all benefit by these things together, that we may be strengthened, so that we might all remain faithful each and every day of our lives, so that we can be welcomed into that eternal abode with God in heaven. Please continue in prayer that God may continue to be with us all.